About a mile from the star-covered bridge, one of the most photographed bridges in the world, is the world's most beautiful graveyard. I think so, anyway, when Tim Emperor, the chairman of Stark Cemetery Trustees, first takes me there.
There's not much in Stark that isn't beautiful. We're surrounded by everything that's pretty.
27 woebegone headstones tip and tumble toward the continuously failing edge of a grassy bluff 89 sheer feet above an oxbow in the upper Amonoosuck River.
Revolutionary War folks are over there, Civil War over here, and then just regular family folks. It's falling right here. It's caving in as we speak.
Seven headstones stand now, only inches from the crumbling embankment. But while the famous nearby bridge was renovated a few years back with the help of a $1.4 million grant, the town-owned Blake Cemetery, Emperor says, has nearly been abandoned.
So 18 months ago, when I took office, this was part of my desire to fix the cemetery. And we've been lobbying the selectmen to try to appropriate some funds to do that unsuccessfully for the last 2 years.
The selectmen remained uninterested in Blake until state police recovered his skull on the embankment here in late April. And Tom Donovan, with the Attorney General's office, let officials know that not taking steps to safeguard the cemetery was a crime.
Based on what we understand, this problem of erosion has been going on for 20 years, so it should have been addressed years ago.
Terry Shannon is 64 and lives in Berlin now, but grew up playing in the river below the cemetery. He says bodies have been going into the water for more than 40 years.
We walked over, you should be able to see sometimes the coffin sticking out of the bank.
Shannon recalls the cemetery extending 30 feet further than where he stands now, by the cliffside headstone of his distant ancestor, Civil War Private William McFarlane. 40 years ago, Shannon says, this headstone was nowhere near the edge.
Well, he was towards the back of the pack. This is like the furthest in. There was probably another 6 or 8 rows.
Does it feel to you that most of the cemetery is gone?
It looks like maybe a third to two-thirds are gone. It's unfortunate. This is historic.
But Terry Shannon's cousin, Doug Shannon, now one of Stark's three selectmen, who grew up on the Blake farm adjacent to the cemetery, says none of that is true.
I never remember seeing a stone over the bank or having one fall over. I never remember seeing one.
My father found a couple down in right where the banking is.
Yeah. So I'm saying in my 56 years, I know this cemetery probably more than anybody now that my grandmother's gone.
Our grandmother.
Yes, our grandmother.
Doug Shannon trusts his memory of how long it used to take to mow the cemetery grass. A couple passes on the outside when he was 15 years old, he says. He reckons about 4 feet of the promontory have eroded into the river. His cousin, Terry Shannon, says it's double that, if not a lot more. What's truly been lost may never be known, but the town is now getting the figures on what it will take to fix the situation. Rough estimates to shore up the 100 feet of promontory approach the $1 million mark. Excavating and moving the cemetery, Tim Emperor says, wouldn't be cheap either.
The reality is it's at least $100,000 to $200,000 to remove the graves, disinter them, and reinter them in another cemetery that we have here in town.
In a town with only a couple hundred taxpayers, both options are painful, says Selectman Doug Shannon.
You could bankrupt the town in a hurry if you have to do a $2 million project, you know.
For the last month, the cemetery trustees have been gathering proposals and bids to save or move the cemetery. They'll present the estimates and their proposed solutions to the selectmen tomorrow at a special town meeting. Tim Emperor says current townspeople didn't make the decision to neglect the cemetery all those years.
But now they're going to be saddled with this decision. And they're scared. People are very worried in town. What's this going to cost?
Restoring and renovating Stark's famous covered bridge made sense, Emperor says. But hardly anyone ever came to the beautiful, increasingly tragically so, cemetery above the oxbow of the upper Amonoosuck, overlooking, for now anyway, as Tim Emperor says, everything that's pretty. For NHPR News, I'm Sean Hurley.